sweetest friends, we the shir should be a specialist for Rabbi Rosh Yichyu, Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yosef and Ezra Ben Esther, Rachel Tzach Mochom Asay Adem. Anybody who would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor may contact me. In a previous shir, we had a kasha. How is it possible, in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Zayin, that we have a migu to be matir tiltul b'Shabbos midrabbanan? How's the migu going to help? In the Sukkah, there are only three walls, so it's a wall linyan Sukkah. How's that going to help? Linyan Shabbos, sof, there's not a fourth wall. So we discussed that at length in a previous shiurim, and now we're going to be miyashiv in a different ofen, and this is again based on the Tzfune Sukkah of Hagon Rav Rafala Cohen Kunstler Shlita. Uvehekdem. So we begin with the following. It says in our sugya, V'yaseira Shabbos al Sukkah, Sha Shabbos ein in iteres, ela ba'omen ruba ala parts, ma'she'en ken b'sukkah. That Shabbos is more than Sukkah, because by Shabbos, in order for it to be a good wall, it needs to be omed, it needs to be standing, more than it's open. But Sukkah isn't good. It is good even if it's not omed ruba ala parts. It's still a good wall. Rashi Dibra Masl Mashen Ken Sukkah writes, that it's enough if you have two kalacha, and three, and a third that's even a tefach wide, which is obviously more parts than omed. And even if you have psachim, openings in the two defanos, one or two, and when it all comes together with the two open walls, it's paritz meruba, it's still going to be mutter. In other words, it comes out all together with all four walls. If you have one wall, the third wall is a tefach, and in the two walls you have one or two openings, so it's going to come out all four walls together, it's going to be more paritz, more breached than omed, and yet it's still going to be a kosher sukkah. Akopanim, we see from Rashi that in the cheshbon of paritz meruba, your mitzarif, even the fourth wall, like he writes, ki mitzarefes lu b'hadei shtayim aprutzos, when you connect the two, combine the two parts, the two walls together with the two non-walls, meaning the third that's a tefach and the fourth that doesn't have a wall at all, it's parts. Oh my gosh, what does the fourth wall have to do with anything? By sukkah, all you need is three defanos. Has it shaykh to be done parts meruba, the gabi the ruach revius, since you don't need a dofen at all? You don't need a dofen at all. You don't need a wall at all. So why is there bechlal a discussion about... the fourth wall? How's that wall, cheshbenin, that it's going to be more parts than omed? The fourth wall isn't necessary. The only cheshben should be about the three walls that are necessary lahalacha. So in fact, in the Sefer Rishon Litzion of the Rechaim HaKadosh, he already noted this, and he added that it comes out from Rashi that Linyan Shabbos, when your So it comes out that Linyan Shabbos, in such a case, when you combine the two prutzos, it's going to be considered, let's say now we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos, so you're going to have four walls, and we're going to say then that the fourth wall is completely parts. The fourth side is completely parts. What's the problem? How can you say the fourth side is completely parts? Then in Shabbos, all you need is three walls. So how's it considered parts meruba because of the tzad revi? Ein sham li'orachaim. So these are great ha'aris in Rashi. That why is the Linyan Sukkah and Linyan Shabbos, why is the fourth side considered open when it's not necessary for there to be any mechitza there at all? Das ist unser kashis. That those are our questions. So we see the hedge from Rashi that it's true that in the din of defanos and mechitzas, it's enough to have three defanos. Nevertheless, then in the etzim din stimas hasukah, yisodahu shahasukah, tehistuma mikol ruchoseh. So it's true that in the din of defanos and mechitzas, it's enough if you have three defanos. Nevertheless, as far as the etzim din stimas hasukah, it's telling us that the sukkah has to be stuma mikol rucho seha. The sukkah has to be, you're right, you only need three defanos, but the sukkah has to be sealed on all four sides. And that's why it can be mitzarif the tzad haravi. It's also considered part of the kparetz meruba. So you're right, it's enough to have three walls. However, the idea is of the sukkah that it needs to be sealed on all four sides. So you're only chayv to seal three sides, but it's not that you're ignoring the fourth side. The fourth side is also part of the sukkah. You also count the fourth side as well. And the fourth side is open. So that's also counted in the... it's not just... You don't just look at the throughs, you look at all four walls. It's not necessary to have a fourth wall, but that fourth side is still considered a side. And therefore, you can be mitzayir of the fourth side, and it's considered paretz meruba. And we can explain more based on what it says in the Iter. Ose tefach seichik, umamido pachas mikimel dofin. You make this big tefach, and you put it within three of the dofin. Voichel v'shoise, v'chol makom b'sukkah, ki ilu yesh bo dala defanos. So you have these two walls, the third is a big tefach. You put it within three of the dofin, it's like you have a wall that's three tefachim. You eat and you drink in the whole place of the sukkah, as if there are four defanos. So we see lehedge in the Iter that it's enough to have two kehalchasan and shlishis afilu tefach, and therefore it's considered through this kilu yeshba arba defanos, as if you have four defanos. So we see, because he says kilu yeshba arba defanos, so it's enough to two kehalchasan shlishis afilu tefach. But that's considered four defanos. So it's also considered, the fourth dofin is also considered a side. So we're not ignoring the fourth side. It's ki'ilu, it has to be susim on all four sides. So it's ki'ilu, it is sealed on all four sides. And the reason would be, based on what we said in an earlier shir, that sukkah has to be ke'en dira v'cheftza d'rishus b'fnei atzma. It has to be like an apartment, it has to be like a place in which you live. It's your home. And a home has four walls. So, and that sof-sof works with three walls is because we don't need befoal to have defanos on all four sides. We learn from Sukkim that it's enough to have three walls. But those three walls are enough to make it considered walled in. It's enough to be considered your residence. So it's like you had four walls. In other words, the idea is it's enough for a dira that it has three walls. And therefore, that suffices. So that's mahani la shivuye l'chol rishus the sukkah kidura mukefes. That's enough to make the whole area considered as if it is sealed in and it is mukaf. Even though it doesn't have a dolphin before, but it's as if it has a dolphin. Now, according to what we're saying, that for the ikar chef to the sukkah, we require gedura mukefes, that it has to be walled in, sealed in, on all sides. You see from a number of Rishonim, look in the Ramah in Siman Tav Reish Lamed, that we're knowing b'tzuris ha-pesach k'shesh la-defanos shlemos eno ela l'noi ba'alma. So that we're knowing b'tzuris ha-pesach, when we have defanos shlemos, that we make a tzuris ha-pesach, even though we have good walls, we also make a tzuris ha-pesach, that's just to make it nicer. But the Yireim writes in Tavchaf Aleph that O mitzvah shiasila tzuris ha-pesach, the sign yateshu came to the Rama came dira binan. So he says it needs to be like your dira, and therefore you dafka have to make a tzuris ha-pesach. So we see in the Yireim, it's not because of noi, it's a mitzvah. So what's the gather of this mitzvah of making a tzuris ha-pesach, of making a doorway in your sukkah? So we learn that from Sukkim that you need three defanos, and the third can be even a tefach. So Pir Pasha, based on what we said, Bedasa Iter, that it's true that for the heksher of a sukkah, it's enough to have three defanos. Nevertheless, the heftza of the sukkah, which is a reshus, and that it should be a reshus in Ke'en Dira, it has to be stuma mikol stadeha. So mi'ikar hadin, it's enough to have shtayim kihochasan, v'shlish safilu tefach, and that's considered gedura mukefes ma'abru chaseh, like the Iter writes. But akopanam the mitzvah, we require also a tzuras ha-pesach. So in other words, you have this doorway, it makes it much better, it makes it like a wall. We know that Tzuras HaPesach is like a wall. So if in the third wall, instead of just having a wall that's a tefach, you have an actual Tzuras HaPesach, so that makes it more gador. It makes you more mukaf. And that makes it more homely. That makes it like you're sealed in. And that's what the Urayim writes, that this is learned from the from Teshu who came to Duru. Alma ke'en dira bi'inan. So you see that you need ke'en dira. And what's the ke'en dira? That you will have a Tzuras HaPesach, not just the third wall as a tefach, but an actual Tzuras HaPesach on the third wall. And the chefetz of a dira is gdura b'kol ruchosea, that it's gadur on all ruchos. This we learn from Gzeres HaKosev, that three is enough. But if you have three, that's enough that you're considered walled in, and it's a dira. And it's like all four walls. It's like you have four walls. Val derech zo mavor beritz geyus, that you definitely require for a tzuras ha-pesach on the fourth side, le mitzvah min ha-mufchar, v'chol heched yav yistume meruchoseh, tfei adif. And the more sealed in it is, the better it is. And that's what we're saying. What we're saying is that it should be like a dira. And therefore, the more sealed in the dira is, the better. So therefore, the Ritz Geis writes that b'chol heichad avistum ruchos set fei adif. It's even better, because you want to make it more diridic. And we can also add this shita that the Ruach Revius is also shaykh to the Din Mechitza, that there's a shita in the Rishonim that Rava says that when you make the third, that when you that it requires a Tzuras HaPesach. So in Pashtus, the Tzuras HaPesach, most people learn, is talking about the third side. But some hold that Rava is talking about the fourth side, that the fourth side requires a Tzuras HaPesach, and that is because that the third is the third side is a tefach, a wall of a tefach, and the fourth side is a tzuras ha-pesach, and that is so that it's gedura mikol arba'as tzadim, and so is Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar B'das HaRambam, Aino Rabbeinu Menoch Perek Dalet Mizak Opanim, according to the Shita Mavur LaHegya, that even the Ruach Revius has to be stuma gedura. So again, we have this yisod that we've been developing in this shir, that the fourth side also counts. Fourth side is also important, and it's just enough if you have three, but some hold that it's better to have a Tzuras HaPesach on the fourth also. Now, it says in the Gemara, also tefach echan ma'amido, v'yamidenu k'neged rosh hator. So that's in the Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Where you're ma'amided? You're ma'amided k'neged rosh tor. What does this mean, rosh tor? So Rashi says that the phrase rosh tor, the head of a diagonal line, alludes to the early practice of making furrows successively short at the end of a field, that the end of the furrows at each corner of the field, formed a diagonal line. Thus, for example, where the two four walls are on the north and east, and the one tefach wall is placed at the northwest corner, instead of the short wall heading due south, parallel to the east wall, it should begin to form a triangle by heading southeast towards the terminus of the east wall. The advantage of this arrangement is that it gives the impression of a sukkah being completely enclosed, as if it had four walls. So this is Rashi, as explained by the Maharsha, as explained in the fancy English of the Schottenstein edition. So we thank Jay Schottenstein, who seems to know English very, very well, and the Rabbi Usher Dicker, who helped with the translation. In any event, so that's the idea of Mechze Ka'arbe Mechitzis. The nearest note of the base mechitzas from Mexico Arab mechitzas. It looks like there are four walls here. So we see in Rashi that these Amoraim hold. These Amoraim hold that you're right that the third wall only has to be a tefach, but Yamid Sirich Shiyamidenu Kineged Rosh Hator, that it looks like four walls. Why does it need to look like four walls? We learn from Pesukim they only need three walls. The answer is like we've been saying, that there's an inyan of four walls also, that we don't just ignore the fourth wall. So Mikra Din, you only need three walls, but it's better if it looks like it's gedura on all four tzadim. It's better if it looks like it's sealed in on all four sides. So that's our yisod. So that's why Rashi says that the fourth side is mitztaref to the cheshbon of of Paritz Merubah La'omed, because the fourth side also counts. Because in theory, ideally, you need a sukkah that's enclosed on all four sides, and Memela, the fourth side is also mitzdarif to the cheshbon of Paritz. And that's what applies to sukkah, and that will also apply to Shabbos. Shabbos not only requires three walls midaraisa, but ideally, fourth. It's just enough that it's considered gedura that it has three. That's considered that it's gedura enough, that's considered that you're walled in on all four sides. If you have three walls, it's considered like you're walled in on all four sides because you're walled in. So this is like your own chef, your own dira. This is your own rishus. But that doesn't mean that the fourth side isn't mitzdarif to the cheshbon of being paritz merubah la'omed. Fourth side also counts. So that's why Rashi says, both by Shabbos and by Sukkah, that the fourth side counts in the cheshbon. Oh, so now, by the way, if it sounds like there's a chassan in the background, a wedding, it's because there is. I live here on the Givat Zev, on Rehov HaTzvi, and there's a street one street up from us called Rehov HaKfir, and somebody's making a wedding on Rehov HaKfir tonight on their porch. So, it's really, really labedik. Beforehand, we were on the roof dancing with them, and now we're distantly, of course, and now we're at home with thousands and thousands of people listening to this shiur, I would hope. In any event, so now lefi amavur would appear very good that we say that migud avidofen lenyan sukkah avidofen lenyan shabbos umahani lahatir afilu tulta midrabanav and hida tiknu de beinan mechitza revis v'sof sof ein kan elegim mechitzas de hinei hada tiknu de bein mechitza revis niradainza takana ba'am lahatzir choyt mechitza ki maderach shen esbar baderach hakodem z'tacham tiknu v'lo nasa rishus b'li mechitza revis lefi mashin esbar b'yisod din gimel mechitzas to shabbos. The Moilos Lenin, the Choshev Gam Sad Ravika Gadr Nir Lahosif Od Bezed, the Zogufi Yisora Takanta. So let's just explain what we said here in very fast rabbinic Hebrew. That now we can understand, how do we start this year? We started this year by asking, what's Pshat that you have a Migu? Migu that it's Dofen Lenin Sukkah, it's also Dofen Lenin Shabbos, and therefore you could be Matir Tilta Durabanan. How is it Matir Tilta Durabanan? If you Matir Tilta Durabanan, you need four walls. This year you only have three. So, but now we understand. Because why do we metaken mechitza revius? So it's not just that you need another mechitza, but rather, chachamim were metaken that it doesn't become a rishus without a mechitza revius. This mechitza revius makes it into a rishus, it makes it like into a dira. So what's the gimel mechitzas of Shabbos all about? That you have three mechitzas, so now it's considered walled in. It's considered that you're walled in, even on the fourth side. The fourth side, it's not necessary before. And that gufa is the Yisod HaTakana, because in the Etzem, we require that it should be mukefis arba mechitzos. Just midin Torah, it's enough to have three mechitzas. And on that, Chachamim said, so you have to also add a fourth wall. Maybe midin Chachamim. But that's only mitzad zeh. Shemitzad ikar had chefs shirishus beemes minatorahu shenogea gam the ruach revius velo mishum takana ba'alma v'dugma ledavar din hid sagi b'shtaim kirchusam shishlofilu tefach kol mitzvah mina mufchor lasas suras ha-pesach. So we have a dugma here that what do we say with Daraisa? That really Daraisa only needs three walls. And the rabbi said to make a fourth wall, but it's not pshat that it's stamat akana. The rabbis are really telling you what the Torah's ideal is. The Torah's ideal is that you're walled in on all four sides. But they just said that three is enough to be considered walled in. But ideally you're walled in on all four sides, and a dogma for this is that we find by Sukkah that it's enough to have two kehochasam v'shlis tafilu tefach. Yet, as we saw before, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar to make a tzuras ha-pesach. Some say in the third side, some say in the fourth side. And the more it's sealed off, the better. The more it's sasum, the better. And the more you're adding in the ruach revius, that's included in the ikar cheftz of the mechitzas hasukkah. Val derech zu legabei Shabbos. And the yisod of takanas chachamim is that we have to be sosim b'foal, even on the fourth side. That's the takanas chachamim on Shabbos. So that's why you have this gevaldika migu. The migu that it's a doifin linyan sukkah, it's also a doifin linyan Shabbos. because really it's the same yisod. Gamlin yin Shabbos, it's like it is the Rabbanan, that mid Rabbanan it's not enough three mechitzas. In order to be considered sasim on the fourth side, you need to actually be sasim the fourth side. So for this, you can have the migo of the sukkah, because sukkah is considered that it's sasim on all four sides. So you're right, there are only three defanos. So since three defanos is considered that it's a walled in, so it's like there's a fourth, and it's going to be effective, linyan Shabbos. So linyan Shabbos, again, to carry on Shabbos, you also need a fourth wall. Or something there, a lechi, a karetz, or a pesach. You need something on the fourth side. And by sukkah, you only have three. So how can you say that migul works for sukkah, works for Shabbos? Because the point is that when you have three walls of sukkah, that's considered like it's mukaf b'chol abra b'choseha. That's considered that you're completely walled in. And therefore, if you're completely walled in, so mamele, you can be mekel on Shabbos and say, oh, you're also completely walled in, and it's like you have a fourth wall. V'alderchen is bar b'din migu, and the way we explain this migu, that it's a doifel in sukkah, it's a doifel in Shabbos, that it's effective for the gimel defanos of sukkah, that it allows you to be metaltel the rabbanan, even though the rabbanan you need arba mechitzis, but that's fine because you're considered walled in. So we see this from the Maritz Geis. He writes there that the din of our sugi, that it's mutal taltel b'sukkah, afo gav de gabi Shabbos bin in arba mechitzis, behem sheikh dvarav, after it's a mevar migu, that it's mechitzis linyan sukkah, it's also mechitzis linyan Shabbos, and your metaltel, he writes, that le Shabbos baal medalav zman sukkah hi, ein metaltel, but the leka dalet mechitzis. But if it's a regular Shabbos, and it's not zman sukkah, you're not allowed to be metaltel, because there aren't four walls. So it's mevor lehedja, that the nidin on our sugya is that the migu should be effective, even to be mati or tiltel de rabbanan. Now, like some people say, it's only talking about the raisa. No, it's being matir tiltu de rabbanan. So normally you need arba mechitzas linyan tiltu de b'Shabbos. Well, begeder amigu, he writes al derech Rashi, and not like we said in the previous shir, lefi haran. And that is that, right, in the previous shir we spoke about the fact that the migu works because it's not a din in the defanos. It's a din in the Rishus. But here it's a din in the Defanos. You could say that it's a din in the Defanos. Migu that the Defanos. Migu that it works for the Migu that it's the Defanos Linyan Sukkah. It's also Defanos Linyan Shabbos. And the idea is that the Gimel Defanos of Sukkah are considered like you're walled in on all four sides. The question is, you considered walled in. So three counts like four. They consider generally being walled in is that you're walled in on all four sides. But three is enough to be considered walled in, and it's like you're being walled in on all four sides. That's enough. That's enough to be considered gador. That it's gador on three, that's like four. And memela works for Shabbos. As in sukkah, three is like four. So memela Shabbos when four is required, so you also got the four. And it works well with the Ritz Geis that we mentioned earlier, that it's better to be sealed in on all four sides, because that's the ideal. It's just, the Torah was mekel and said that three is like four, but it's better on all four sides. And that's why, but when you have three, it's like being sealed on all four sides. And Mimela, that's how the Migu works. That Migu, the Avidofen, Linyan, Sukkah, that these three work for Sukkah, that you're considered Gadu B'chol Avretz Tadeha. So too, Le'inyan Shabbos. So that is the Mahalach that we'd like to say now. And Emir Tzashem, God should give us life, we would like to talk about Shittas HaRambam. And believe me, sweet friends, we have a lot, but I'm saying a lot to talk about. So I just asked the Rabbona Shel Olam, the Rav Tuvo V'Chasdo, that he give me life, and that we'll be able to continue. Thank you, sweetest and most beloved.